It is Tuesday, April 8th, 2008, at 1900 UTC, and this is Wiki News. The jury of the inquest into the death of Princess Diana has returned a majority verdict by 9-2, saying that the princess was unlawfully killed through, quote, grossly negligent driving, or, quote, gross negligent manslaughter on the part of Henri Paul, who was driving, and the paparazzi who were following the Mercedes before it crashed. The jury also specified that Henri Paul's driving and the fact that all passengers were not wearing seatbelts were also contributing causes to their deaths, additionally returning the same verdict for Dodi Al-Fayed. 133 women and 401 allegedly abused children have been taken into state custody after officials received a call from a distressed 16-year-old girl in El Dorado, Texas. The children were found in a 1,700-acre compound belonging to the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints during a raid which started on Saturday. Children as young as 6 months have been removed from the compound. The Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a polygamous sect founded by Warren Jeffs, jailed last year for the rape and forcible marriage of a 14-year-old girl, is a breakaway branch of the Mormon Church, which abandoned the practice of polygamy in 1890. The church believes that men need a minimum of 3 wives in order to ascend to heaven. United States General David Petraeus, the commanding general of the multinational force Iraq, and the ambassador to Iraq, Ryan Crocker, are testifying before the United States Committee on Armed Services today on the security and political conditions in Iraq. In General Petraeus' opening statement, he said, quote, "I recommend to my chain of command that we continue the drawdown of the surge combat forces, and that upon the withdrawal of the last surge brigade combat team in July, we undertake a 45-day period of consolidation and evaluation." General Petraeus further told senators that the security gains that have been made in Iraq are, quote, "fragile and reversible." He said that Iran was supporting insurgents. Ambassador Crocker spoke about the recent fighting that took place in southern Iraq, centered around Basra. He said, quote, "Taken as a snapshot, with scenes of increasing violence and masked gunmen in the streets, it is hard to see how the situation supports a narrative of progress in Iraq." Committee Chairperson Carl Levin, Michigan, criticized Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, saying that the government of Iraq was at risk due to, quote, "incompetence and excessively sectarian leadership." That's all for the news this hour. I'm Gabriel Hurley. Thanks for listening. Wikinews is a project of the Wikimedia Foundation and can be accessed at en.wikinews.org. This recording is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 generic license.